And a pleasant good evening to you from the DeWitt Gym on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action between the Dort University Defenders and the Mount Marty Lancers. The Dort Defenders come into today's contest 4-3 in the league. Mount Marty 0-7, Dort 13-6, while the Mount Marty Lancers are 7-15. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gym. The Defenders coming off a upset win over Grandview this past Saturday, 3-2, as the Defenders survived as Grandview came back from a 2-0 deficit to force set number 5, but the Defenders able to turn away the number 12 team in the country with their win on Saturday. Dort looks to make it 3 in a row in the conference here this evening in this GPAC battle, and then on Saturday back at home with Dakota Wesleyan, so trying to put together some momentum as we head past the midpoint of the Great Plains Athletic Conference schedule. After this evening, we are past the midpoint, a 16-match schedule. We are playing match number 8 this evening, and things almost all conference emphasis from here on out as we head towards November and the Great Plains Athletic Conference race. Speaking of the Great Plains Athletic Conference race, we don't spend a lot of time on that, but let's do that right now. Northwestern right now, 7-0, and they have the lead over Jamestown, who was 6-1. Northwestern, a winner over Jamestown earlier this season, so they have the tiebreaker at this point on the Jimmies as well. And then it turns into a real mess. You've got Concordia and Midland both 5-3. Dort is 4-3. Morningside is 4-4. Doan and Hastings are 3-4. College of St. Mary is 3-5, along with Briar Cliff. Dakota Wesleyan is at 2-6. And Mount Marty is 0-7. So the second place through eighth place teams, six teams all total, have 3-4 losses. And then you throw in another couple with 5. There's not much separating third place from 10th place in the conference at the moment. Elsewhere in the GPAC tonight, Doan is at Concordia. Briar Cliff is at Northwestern. Midland visits Hastings, and the match you're listening to, Mount Marty, is at Dort. Closer look at these two teams. Mount Marty is coming off of a loss on Saturday. They have an 11.3 kills per set average and a 143 kill efficiency. Lancers are getting 1.45 points per set on blocks and allow 2.09. Lancers have 93 team ace serves, while they have surrendered 112 this season. Elizabeth Watchorn is averaging 2.67 kills per set. Gabby Ruth is at 2.51. Mikhail Arendt has lifted her kills per set average to 2.56. For the Defenders, they're 13-6. All six of their losses have come to teams in the top 20 in the poll. Dort has a 13.65 kills per set average with a 2.22 kill efficiency. The Defenders are averaging 2.2 points per set on blocks and have a 98-68 service ace advantage. Dort gets 14.7 digs per outing. They limit opponents to 11.08 kills per set and a 174 kill efficiency. We'll get to more of the Dort Defenders after our prayer, followed by our national anthem.
Thank you.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5, our national anthem, and also our prayer offer this evening by our public address announcer, Dr. Mark Christians. Continuing on with the defenders and who you can expect to hear about for Dort, Carson Winterfeld's at 2.92 kills per set, also a very potent server at 31 ace serves, and gets to 2.34 digs per outing. Allie Kromadek is at 2.45 kills with a 3.44 kill efficiency attacking out of the middle, and her counterpart Jesse DeAger is at 2.42 kills per set, also attacking out of the middle with a 3.13 kill efficiency. Karina Timmermans is averaging 2.53 kills per set. She's missed the last five matches with injury. She will be in uniform this evening, and it sounds like she will play. Hannah Connolly gets 4.51 digs per outing. Erica Bausma averages 2.34. Megan Rassler leads the team with a 7.74 assists per set average. Lydia Smith has a 1.73 kills per set average. Ava Van Zolen is at 1.26, and Jory Brauner is at 1.92. These two teams met back on September the 20th. Dort was a 25-15, 27-25, 25-21 winner behind a 3.37 kill efficiency. Winterfeld had 10 kills, Rassler 30 assists. Dort totaled 10 points from blocks. Emily Failmeyer had 12 digs. Ruth put down 12 kills to lead Mount Marty, and Miller put up 33 assists. Lancers were on the short end of a 25-22, 25-5, 25-16 score with Northwestern back on October the 2nd. Lancers allowed a 4.47 kill efficiency in that one and gave up 8 service aces. Dort won 5 sets with Grandview. Carson Winterfeld had 18 kills and 11 digs in the win, while Kromadike put down 16 kills and had 1 solo block. After tonight, in case you're curious, Mount Marty will travel to Jamestown if they can get there. Sounds like a snowstorm moving in North Dakota this weekend. I would be doubtful if Mount Marty makes that trip. And they're scheduled to also play presentation in Aberdeen on Saturday. Dort will be hosting Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday before traveling to Northwestern next Wednesday, October the 16th. Again, I don't know that Mount Marty won't make that trip to Jamestown, but the last forecast I saw did not look favorable for traveling. Dort is in their home white uniforms, black numbers trimmed in yellow. Dort across the back, the black shorts. The Lancers in their navy blue jerseys, navy shorts, gold numbers and lettering, and they are trimmed out in gray. Mount Marty is from Yankton, South Dakota, and they are also charter members of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That was formed back in 2000. Serving for the Lancers, we'll get underway with Amber Mills doing the honors. So Amber Mills with service. And Mills serve taken by the defenders in Winterfeld. Rassler gets it over to Kromadek. Kromadek taps it over. Mount Marty attacking now after they are able to regroup. Kromadike sets it to Brauner. Brauner unable to put it away. And then Kromadike with the attack and unable to get a clean pass out of it was Brett Wolver. Point defenders, and the Dort defenders are on the board with a 1-0 lead. 1-0, our score just underway. Glad to have you along with me in set number one of this best of five tussle. For the defender volleyball team, this is just one of three contests involving Dort teams today. Brauner attack from the right side. Lancers will set outside off by hands. And we have a player in the net for the defenders. And I believe that's going to go against Allie Kromendike. Kromendike, a look of displeasure. 1-1 our score. 1-1 serving for the Lancers. And a serve into the net by Gabby Ruth. Point defenders. And the defenders lead it 2-1. 2-1 our score. The defenders with the early 2-1 lead. Lancers attacking. They throw it outside over the top of the block. DeAger blocks it, now covers it herself. Rassler back outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld unable to put it down. Here come the Lancers. Outside set. Winterfeld saves it, now tipped over by DeAger, and DeAger's tipped to the sideline, just misses the sideline, out of bounds, and we are tied at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Serving for the Lancers, the libero, Brinkman. Brinkman, serve, controlled by the defenders, set over to DeAger. DeAger with a kill. Defenders lead at 3-2. 3-2 our score. Erica Bausma is in. Bronner is out. Rassler is out for this piece of the rotation. Philmeyer is in. She will handle the setting for this rotation. Off high hands, saved by Connolly. Bausma actually handles the setting that time. They get it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the kill. Carson Winterfeld with the kill. Carson Winterfeld with her first kill. And the defenders lead it 4-2. Nearly an ace serve. Lancers scrambling. They push it over the net. This will be a free ball. Connolly. Bausma. Bausma blocked partially at the net on that attack by DeJager. And the ball drops to the floor. So the defenders going to Erica Bausma serving in that rotation, that half rotation. Now checking back in as Rassler. Ben Zolan will check out of the match. 4-3. Defenders leading. So Dort going with a slightly different look than we have seen. And part of that is Timmermans back in the lineup. Jesse DeJager with a tip and a kill to the middle of the floor. Menzolan is in. Rassler is out. Serving Winterfeld, Karina Timmermans will attack from the outside. So Erica Bausma will continue to set for the defenders. Served by Winterfeld is off the back line and out of play. Point Lancers. It's 5-4. 5-4. Lancers trailing by a point. Short serve taken by Bausma. Two Rasslers back into the match. They get it to DeJager. DeJager hits it long and out of bounds. Point Lancers, and we're tied at 5-5. 5-5 our score. Set number one, serve, long and out of play. Point Dort. Dort leads 6-5. 6-5, Emma Bausma is out. Benzolan is in. Emma Bausma will serve. Erica Bausma is setting. Set right side over the top of the block. Taken by Winterfeld. Gets it to Erica Bausma. Outside it comes to Timmermans. Karina Timmermans with the kill. So Karina Timmermans makes it 7-5 with her first kill this evening. Karina Timmermans coming back from an ankle injury. Suffered back in early to mid-September. Defenders able to play without her and have some success, though. Survived without, she was their leading attacker when she was injured. Ava Benzolan attacks from the right. Misses wide on the shot. Point, Mount Marty. It's 7-6. 7-6 our score. Serving for the Lancers is Alex Ruth. The defender set for serve receive. Serve short in the net. Point defenders. Dort leads 8-6. 8-6. Dort up a couple. Serving is Rassler. Rassler. Jump serve. Catches the tape. Rolls over. Here come the Lancers. Outside attack. Block partially at the net. Lancers will reload. Over the top of the block. Saved by Connolly. Outside set. Timmermans. Timmermans through the block. Kill. Karina Timmermans with another kill. And the defenders lead it 9-6. 9-6, defenders leading by 3. Serving is Rassler. Rassler, serve, cross court, controlled by the libero. Lancers push it over, take it by Winterfeld. Gets it to Rassler, quick attack, Kromendyk, unable to put it down. Lancers try to come back with it. Timmermans goes up, blocks the dump. Now it's Kromendyk, Rassler outside. Timmermans. Unable to put it down. Lancers attacking. Comes back. Rassler. Rassler outside Bronner. Bronner over the tip. Controlled by the Lancers. Lancers into the block. Block put up by Kromendyk and Bronner. Now pushed over the net. Saved by Timmermans. Back to Rassler. Quick attack Kromendyk. Kromendyk punches it over. Lancers through the middle. Might have been a throw. No call made. Lancers setting up. Timmermans tips it over. Outside attack, into the block, and a kill for Gabby Ruth. So Gabby Ruth with the kill, and the defenders lead 9-7. 9-7. Dort leading by a couple. Short serve controlled by Dort. Outside it comes to Timmermans. Timmermans off high hands. Now an overpass, and Kromendijk puts it away. Allie Kromendijk with the kill. Allie Kromendijk makes it 10-7. 10-7. Served to the sideline, controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking out of the middle. Saved by Dort. Dort pushed over the net by Fehlmeyer. No. Pushes it into the net. Point Lancers. It's 10-8. 10-8. Serving, Zamber Miller. Miller. Controlled by Fehlmeyer. This is Connolly. Gets it up over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld pops it over the block. Saved by the Lancers. Lancers with a swing and a kill. A kill for the Lancers and Michaela Arndt. Arndt with the kill. And the defenders lead it 10-9. 10-9. And the serve is long and out of play. Fehlmeyer lets it go. And the defender lead back up to 2. Serving for Dort is Connolly. Connolly, her serve, cross court controlled by Mount Marty. Mount Marty attacking, set goes outside. Hatchet saved by Winterfeld. Bronner with a down ball, saved by Mount Marty. Lancers bumping it over. Saved by Fehlmeyer, gets it to Razzler. Quick attack, Dieger. Dieger with a kill. Jesse Dieger with another kill, and the defender lead is 12-9. 12-9, serving is Connolly. So Dort leading by 3. Set number 1, Mount Marty, set right side. Arndt blocked at the net. Now an overpass, and Bronner puts it down. Jory Bronner on the overpass on the right side, getting the kill, and the defender lead is 13-9. 13-9, Dort leading. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Hannah Connolly serve, controlled, Brinkman. Outside attack, Watchorn. Dug by Dort, set outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld around the block. Lancers get to it. Might have been a double, and it is. A double contact called against Amber Miller. Point Dort. Dort leads 14-9. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. 14-9, the defenders with the 5-point lead in set number 1. Mount Marty uses their first timeout, served to the sideline, controlled by Mount Marty, attacking. Down ball, Dort catches a piece of it. Now they get it back to Dieger, and Dieger with a kill. Jesse Dieger with another kill. Dieger with her third kill. And the defenders with a 15-9 advantage. Lancers pushed over. Fehlmeyer gets it to Razzler. Slide right side. Bronner. Bronner with a kill. Jory Bronner with the kill. Her second. And the defender lead is 16-9. 16-9 defenders. Leading by 7. Set number 1. Connolly floater. Dort has not recorded an ace serve up to this point. Arndt unable to put it away on the slide. Pushed over by Dieger. Now pushed back by the defenders. Dieger with a set outside. Bronner. Bronner kill. Jory Bronner on the attack from the right side. And Mount Marty is going to have difficulty stopping that attack. They did not get the block over. They did not get the block up. Dort leads 17-9. The defenders now with 7 points in a row, I believe. Lancers attacking. Dieger gets a piece of it. Now they try to push it down, does Mount Marty. Dort able to dig it up. Bronner. Dieger tried to go for the kill on the second contact and hits it into the net. Point Lancers. Lancers leading 17. Defenders leading 17-10. Taken by Fehlmeyer. Catches the net. Errant pass. Ends up out of bounds, and that'll go as an ace serve for the Lancers. And Molly Brinkman, back-to-back points by the Lancers. Brinkman with her first ace serve this evening. Rassler outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld off high hand. Saved by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking right side. Saved by Fehlmeyer. Gets it back to Rassler. Rassler, DeJager. DeJager with a kill. Jesse DeJager with four kills. And the defenders lead it 18-11. 18-11 our score. Defenders up. Erica Bausma is in. So Bausma, low hard serve. Lancers attacking. Through the block, and that block unable to slow down Elizabeth Watchorn. Watchorn with the kill. Watchorn with a kill. It's 18-12. 18-12. Serving for the Lancers is Brett Wolber. Nope, that's Hannah Cunningham, rather. Rassler back set to DeJager. DeJager tries to go down the line and misses it wide and out of bounds. Point Lancers is 18-13. Defenders have been outscored 4-1 over the last 5 points. Cunningham serving again. Taken by Connolly to Rassler. Outside it goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. Winterfeld with a kill. And for Carson, that's her second kill. The defenders led by Jesse DeJager so far with 5 kills. Jory Bronner has 3. Serving is Carson Winterfeld. Winterfeld, jump serve, and that ate her up. Elizabeth Watchorn, that one got up on her, and she was unable to get a clean pass off of it. Dort leads 20-13. 20-13, Carson Winterfeld serving again. Winterfeld serve, could be an overpass, and it is. DeJager with another kill. Jesse DeJager, 6 kills already in set number one. And the defenders lead it 21-13. Earlier today, women's soccer play. Dort comes back from a 2-goal deficit to defeat Northwestern 3-2. The defenders, Catherine Koyman, with 2 goals and another goal as well for, and my memory's failing me now. The defenders getting that victory, though, after falling behind 2-0. That was Claire Jansen. Claire Jansen, another freshman for the defender women, getting that goal this evening. And the defender women's volleyball team has not lost since September 2, and they've built their GPAC record to 5-0-1. With 6 games to go, the defenders with another 6 contests over the next 3.5 weeks. But they are keeping pace atop the GPAC standings at this point. Still got some heavy hitters to play, but the defenders steadily ticking them off one at a time. They've got to play Hastings, Midland, and Briarcliff, and Jamestown, all teams with 1 loss in the standings thus far. So Dort still some work to do, obviously, but they have taken care of business up to this point, standing 5-0-1 in women's soccer play. Serve taken by the Lancers. Attack outside, dug by Erica Bausma. DeJager gets it over to Timmermans. Timmermans unable to put it down. Now Dort. That's DeJager. DeJager's pass over the net. A free play for Mount Marty. Comes back over to Timmermans. Timmermans off of the block. Saved by Mount Marty again. Lancers attacking. Saved by Bausma up to the net. DeJager tries to push it down. Lancers push it over. Free ball. Connolly. Back over to DeJager. DeJager with a kill. Defenders kept trying, kept probing. And it was Jesse DeJager with a kill. She's got 7. 22-13. Defenders leading by 9. Lancers are out of timeouts. Serving again will be Carson Winterfeld. Winterfeld served down the line. Lancers get it up. Set goes to the middle. Saved by Bausma. To DeJager. Outside Timmermans. Timmermans unable to put it down. Erica Bausma, set right side, Vanzolin. Vanzolin, back row attacker, went after one that was up around her chin that would have sailed out of bounds had she been able to get out of the way, but Molly Brankman had to make that play for self-preservation, and the defenders end up rallying for the point, 23-13, they lead. Serving Winterfeld. Winterfeld serve is long and out of play. Now Winterfeld serving around 77% or so. So you trade some accuracy for the potency of that jump serve. She has one service ace tonight. That's service error. Rassler picks one out of the net, gets it to DeAger. DeAger unable to put it down. Rassler sets Winterfeld. Winterfeld from behind the spike line kill. Carson Winterfeld with her third kill, and the defender lead is 24-14. Defenders are now serving for the set and a 1-0 lead. Emma Bausma with service for Dort. Bausma, short serve, controlled by the Lancers. Set goes outside, down the line, and a kill for Mount Marty's Gabby Ruth. Gabby Ruth with two kills. It's 24-15. Van Solen is out. Emma Bausma is out. Connolly is in. Rassler is in. Your attackers are Kromendyke and Timmermans. And you also have Winterfeld, who can attack out of the back row. Erica Bausma to Rassler, slide to the right, Kromendyke. Kromendyke with a swing, unable to turn on it. Lancers get it. Watchorn now hitting it wide and out of bounds on the attack. The Mount Marty Lancers. Gabby Ruth, she goes cross court, misses it wide and out of play. And the defenders have taken set number one by a score of 25-15. Set number two on the way. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The defenders victorious in set number one, 25-15. We'll get into set number two here in just a moment. Thank you, Caleb. First set statistics, Dort 15 kills, 5 errors, 37 total attacks. Mount Marty, 5 kills, 3 errors, 26 total attacks. Mount Marty, 10. Pardon me, Dort 1 block for a point. Mount Marty had no points off of blocks. Diggs, Dort had 16. Mount Marty had 15. And serving for the defenders will be Rassler. Megan Rassler with serve. Rassler served down the line, taken by the Lancers, and that'll go as an ace serve for Rassler. Megan Rassler with the ace. And serving will be Rassler again. Rassler, short serve, nearly an ace. Lancers keep it in play. Pushed up, taken by Winterfeld. Rassler outside, it goes Bronner. Bronner with the swing, and they'll run out of room, and Bronner gets the kill. Bronner with her fourth kill. Quickly looking at statistics, Winterfeld with seven. Pardon me, Winterfeld with two. Seven for Jesse DeAger so far. Defenders lead 2-0 in this one. Down the line, and a kill for Michaela Arndt. Arndt with the kill. And Michaela Arndt now has a couple of kills. Lancers serving down 2-1. Serve catches the tape and falls back on Mount Marty's side. Gabby Ruth with a service error. And the defenders lead 3-1. 3-1 our score. Serving is Brett Wolber. Wolber. Serve is short, taken by Mount Marty. Lancers attack, slide to the right, unable to put it away. Fehlmeyer gets to it. Rassler keeps it from going into the net, but in the process goes into the net herself. Makes contact with it as she hustles after it. Surrenders the point. It's 3-2. 3-2, serving. It's Molly Brankman, taken by Connolly. Slide right side, Bronner. Bronner with the kill. Jory Bronner with another kill, the freshman from Sioux Center, her fifth kill, and Dort's lead is 4-2. 4-2. Serve taken by Mount Marty, nearly an overpass, and Bronner puts it down. Jory Bronner with a kill, she's got six, and the defenders lead 5-2. 5-2. Short serve controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers will attack. Pushed over the net. Save. Gets Fehlmeyer on the free ball. Comes back right side. Bronner's attack and a kill. Jory Bronner with her seventh kill. And the Dort lead is 6-2. So Dort in front 6-2. Short serve, Lancers, libero, Brinkman. Outside attack and a kill for the Lancers and Wachhorn. Wachhorn with two kills. Dort's lead is 6-3. Checking into the match is Hannah Cunningham. Cunningham will serve. This match right at 30 minutes old, and the defenders have a 6-3 lead in set number two. Cunningham serve taken by Winterfeld. To Rassler, race to the right side. Dieger with the tip. Lancers scrambling, unable to get to it. Dieger with a kill. Jesse Dieger with her eighth kill. Dort leads 7-3. 7-3. Defenders up by four. Frank Hebenstreet on the Mount Marty bench, not calling a timeout yet. Now an attack out of the middle and a kill for the Lancers. Wachhorn. Wachhorn with her third kill. And the defender lead is 7-4 as Wachhorn records her second kill. 7-4. Serve is long and out of bounds. Wachhorn with the service error. Point defenders. It's 8-4. So the Lancers lost set one, 25-15. Serving Carson Winterfeld. Top spin serve. Nearly an overpass. Trying to dump it over. It's pushed right back by Timmermans. Here come the Lancers down the line. And a kill for the Lancers and Gabby Ruth. Ruth with three. 8-5. Defenders by three. This is Brett Wolber serving. So Wolber serving. Wolber with a left hand taken by Winterfeld. To Rassler. Outside it comes. And we've got a player in the net for the Lancers. That'll go as a kill for Timmermans. Timmermans unofficially with three. And the defender lead is 9-5. 9-5. Defenders by four. Serving again will be Emma Bausma for the defenders. So Emma Bausma serving. Floater controlled by Brinkman. Outside attack and a block put up. And that time Ben Solon and Cromendyke teaming up for the block on Gabby Ruth. Dort leads 10-5. 10-5. Defenders by five. Short serve. Lancers. Brinkman. Push it outside. Arndt. Arndt off the block. Kill. Michaela Arndt with her third kill. And a new player checking in for the Lancers. This will be Alex Ruth. Ruth is in. Serving is Amber Miller. Dort leads 10-6. Short serve. Defenders. Rassler to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the tip. Controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers down the line. Saved by the defenders. And Connolly back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. Allie Cromendyke with another kill. And for Allie Cromendyke, she had two kills in set one. Has three for the match. Bronner checks in. Checking out is Bausma. Rassler serving. Floater back line. Would have been close. They go after it. Arndt into the block. Now Arndt digs it up and over. And that'll go as a point on a block for the defenders with Bronner and Cromendyke. Defenders lead 12-6. 12-6. Serving Rassler. Lancers get to it. Slide right side. Unable to put it away. Winterfeld gets it on the second contact. Saved over. A continue for the Lancers. Or after the free ball, I should say. Then an attack error by Arndt. Point defenders. Dort leads 13-6. Timeout, Mark Marty. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Serving for Dort is Megan Rassler. Dort leading 13-6. An overpass, and Cromendyke and Timmermans both go up after it. Cromendyke will get credit for the kill, I believe, her fourth, and the defenders lead at 14-6. 14-6, defenders leading by eight. Short serve taken by Brinkman. Lancers unable to put it away. Dort recovers. Rassler. Now Winterfeld with a down ball. Mount Marty blocks it back. Now through the block. Connolly with the dig, but the overpass put away by Arndt. Arndt with another kill. It's 14-7. Gabby Ruth has service. And Gabby Ruth with a jump serve. Taken by Timmermans. Rassler back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke unable to put it down. Lancers dig it up. And they get around the block, and we've got a player in the net. That's going to be Brawner who's in the net. Point Lancers. It's 14-8. 14-8. Serving Gabby Ruth. Ruth with service, and her serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders on the service error. So Dort stringing points together now, leading by 7. They were up at 1 point, 13, make that 14-6 when the Lancers used a timeout. Emily Failmeyer with serve. Failmeyer short serve. Lancers attacking, pushed outside. Over the block, saved by Rassler. Back over to Cromendyke, comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld dug up by the Lancers. They keep it alive. Passed over. Another chance for the defenders on the free ball. Pushed over the net by Cromendyke as she bails it out. Set goes outside. Cromendyke with the block, but unable to pick it up cleanly. And Jory Brawner and Cromendyke that time had to switch spots, if you will, as Cromendyke had to go after one that on the miscue. Kept it alive for the time being, but couldn't come up with the final play. Carson Winterfeld with a kill. Winterfeld with her first kill of the set. Dort leads 16-9. 16-9. Defenders leading this one by 7. Serve is short, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers scrambling, pushed over the net. Saved by the defenders. Rassler. Connolly has to save it and push it over free ball. Set to the right. Rassler with a hatchet save. Brawner unable to get to it. Out of play as it goes into the net. Point, Mount Marty. Lancers catching Dort in transition a couple of times. Ten defenders. Rassler, quick attack. Dieger kill. Jesse Dieger with another kill. I have her for 9. I believe that's pretty close. Brawner has 6. Cromendyke has 4. Winterfeld has 3 for the defenders. Mount Marty is led by Arndt with 3 kills. Mount Marty, serve receive. They get up for an attack, but cutting it too sharply is Watchorn. Watchorn with an attack error. Defenders lead 18-10. 18-10 our score. Mount Marty came into the match 0-7 in the league, 7-15 overall. Things don't get any easier for the Lancers this season. Set goes to the middle. Dieger unable to put it away. Erica Bausma back set Vinzolin. Vinzolin unable to put it down. Lancers, Winterfeld, now pushed over by Dieger, saved by Bausma, pushed over by the defenders. Lancers will reload off high hands, now pushed to the sideline, and a kill for Dieger. Jesse Dieger with another kill. She's got 10. Defenders lead 19-10. 19-10 our score. Serving Erica Bausma. Lancers, set goes through the middle. And a kill for Elizabeth Watchorn. She sees the block and goes around it with a tip to the side. It's 19-11, defenders by 8. Serving for the Lancers is Watchorn. Taken by Failmeyer. Bump set by Rassler. Gets it up to the net. Gives Winterfeld a chance. Her swing dug by the Lancers and Watchorn. Outside attack. Unable to put it away was Ruth. Mount Marty reloading. Set goes to the middle. And Caitlin Dirks with a kill. Caitlin Dirks averaging 1.5 kills per set. She gets her first one tonight. Dort leads 19-12. 19-12 defenders, and the serve is long and out of bounds by Elizabeth Watchorn. Lancers have given Dort a significant number of points off of service errors. Can't come up with a total right now, but that'll be an interesting one to see in between sets. Down the line, Winterfeld. Lancers attacking. Set outside. And hitting it long and out of bounds, the Lancers attack. Gabby Ruth. Gabby Ruth with her another attack error by the Lancers. Dort leading 21-12. 21-12 our score. Lancers so far today, they've gotten just 20 attacks here in set number two. Erica Balsma tips it over. Lancers. Dirks blocked by DeAger. Now tipped around the block, saved by the defenders. Lancers attacking. Dirks again unable to put it away. Balsma backs at Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the swing, saved by Mount Marty, attacking down the line, and a kill for Gabby Ruth. Ruth with her fourth. Dort leads 21-13. Gabby Ruth with the kill. Michaela Arndt has four kills to lead Mount Marty. Short serve, catches the tape and falls back on the Lancers side. Wolber with that service error. Point defenders. Dort leads 22-13. 22-13. Serving is Emma Bausma, the freshman from Sheldon. And Bausma serve, a floater taken by Brankman. Outside attack, down the line, and a kill for Ruth. Gabby Ruth with another kill. It's 22-14. 22-14. Defenders leading by 8. Dort 1, set 1, 25-15. Short serve taken by Winterfeld. Back over to Cromendyke, unable to put it down. Lancers scrambling. They get to it. Blocked at the net by the defenders. Set comes back outside, and Cromendyke and Winterfeld, Cromendyke and Timmermans with the block. Point defenders, it's 23-14. Checking into the match is Bronner, checking out Erica Bausma. Dort by 9, set number 2. Short serve, Lancers blocked at the net. That was Alex Ruth. Slide to the right, and a cross-court shot off of Rasler. And Gabby Ruth with another kill. Unofficially, I have her with 5. 23-15. Jump serve taken by Mount Marty. Set goes outside Timmermans. Timmermans off high hands and a kill. It's 24-15. And the defender lead 24-15. Serving for the defenders is Phil Meyer, short serve. Lancers attack, slide to the right, off high hand, saved by Bronner. Rassler pushes it outside, Winterfeld. Winterfeld blocked at the net. Chicken wing saved by Winterfeld, keeps it in play. Mount Marty attacking. Around the block goes Watchorn. Dort attacking now. Winterfeld tipped, dug by Watchorn. Lancers tipped over the block, and Michaela Arndt hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort wins set 2, 25-14. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Dort takes a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort wins sets 1 and 2 by scores of 25-15 and 25-15. Jesse DeAger, 10 kills for the defenders, 6 for Jory Bronner, 4 for Allie Cromendyke, 3 for Carson Winterfeld, 1 for Megan Rasler, and 2 for Karina Timmermans. For the defenders, total of 26 kills so far. Mount Marty, 17 kills, 10 errors, and 56 total attacks. Elizabeth Watchhorn with 6 kills, Gabby Ruth has 5, and Michaela Arndt has 3. 8 assists for Amber Miller, 13 assists for Megan Rasler through this evening's match. Dort with 2 service aces and 2 service errors. Mount Marty, 1 service ace and 8 service errors. 24 digs for the defenders, 23 for Mount Marty. Dort with 3 points off of blocks. Mount Marty has not recorded a point off of a block up to this point. We get into set number 3. Other matches in the GPAC this evening. include Midland at Hastings, Briarcliff at Northwestern, Donis at Concordia, the curious ones of the bunch in that, Donan, Concordia, and Midland and Hastings. Timmermans unable to put it away. Here come the Lancers outside. And the Lancers blocked at the net by Bronner. Point defenders. And the defenders lead it 1-0. Dort gets a block from the outside. That was Bronner and Cromendyke getting the block. Short serve controlled by the Lancers. Through ball controlled by the defenders and Rassler. Rassler and Cromendyke break down in communication. We're tied 1-1. 1-1 our score. Lancers have service. This is Gabby Ruth. Gabby Ruth, jump serve taken by Connolly to Rassler. Slide right side, Bronner blocked at the net, saved by Connolly. Comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. Winterfeld with a kill. It's 2-1. 2-1 our score. Connolly checks. She'll serve. She'll check into the service area. Jesse DeAger into the match for the defenders. Short serve. That's Brankman. Outside attack. Fehlmeyer gets to it. And DeAger and Rassler do a dance trying to get to the ball. It drops to the floor. Point Lancers. We're tied 2-2. Taken by Dort. Set outside. Winterfeld. Winterfeld down the line. Kill. Carson Winterfeld with another kill. And Carson has five by my count. Dort with an advantage of 3-2 here in set number one. Three, that is. Soccer, they're underway with half number two in Orange City. Northwestern leads 1-0. Through the block for the kill is Brett Wolber. Wolber gets her first kill by my count. So Wolber, her first kill. Serve controlled by the defenders outside. Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill, and they can't stop Winterfeld's attack from the outside right now. Carson Winterfeld, the junior from Sioux Center, sophomore eligibility-wise. Timmermans is in. Checking out of the match is Fehlmeyer. Serving for Dort will be Carson Winterfeld. Winterfeld, jump serve to the back line, and it just misses the back line. Out of bounds, Point Lancers, and we're tied at 4-4. Four ties already in set number three. Dort with a 349 kill efficiency thus far in this one. And a serve into the net by Watchorn. Point defenders, it's 5-4. 5-4 Dort, leading by a point, serving Emma Bausma. So Emma Bausma with serve, short, controlled by the Lancers. Set middle, Dirks. And it's dug over and a kill. That'll have to go as a kill for Carson Winterfeld with an overpass that ends up dropping on the sideline. Dort leads 6-4. See just a couple of those per year. There's your one at least. An attack down the sideline and it goes wide. Not a play by Dirks. Point defenders. Dort leads 7-4. 7-4. Emma Bausma serving, freshman from Sheldon. Oh, hard serve. Lancers. Passed over the net, free ball. Emma to Erica. Outside Timmermans. Blocked. Emma Bausma covers it. Keeping it alive was Bausma. Now down the line, the block put up by Vanzolin and Cromendyke. Lancers attacking again, and Lancers get a kill. That's Gabby Ruth. Ruth with her sixth kill. It's 7-5. 7-5. Defenders leading by two, leading in the match 2-0. Serve controlled by the defenders, dumped over by Rassler. Rassler with a kill. Rassler, one of those campfire balls, drops into the middle of the floor. Lancers, nothing to do but watch it drop. Caitlin Dirks checks out of the match. Checking in the libero, Molly Brinkman. Rassler serving with Dort leading 8-5. Serve catches the tape, rolls over. Mount Marty attacking, slide to the right, Arndt. Saved by Bronner. Second contact, Kromendike unable to put it away. Mount Marty scrambles. They get to it, send it over, free ball. Winterfeld back over to Rassler. Rassler to Kromendike. Kromendike with a kill. Allie Kromendike with her fifth kill. And the defender lead is 9-5. Double check that against our scorekeepers tonight. And that is kill number 5 in 10 swings. No errors by Kromendike so far. Outside attack over the block. Saved by the defenders. Thrown over the net by Timmermans with her back to the net. Arndt unable to put it down. Lancers reloading on the continue. Now a dig by Timmermans. Rassler back over to Kromendike. Kromendike with a kill. Allie Kromendike with 6 kills and the defenders lead at 10-5. We have a timeout, Mount Marty. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. 10-5, defenders leading by 5. Megan Rassler with service. Rassler, short serve, controlled by the Lancers. Outside attack, block put up by Kromendike and Bronner. So a block for the defenders, it's 11-5. Dort leading 11-5, set number 3. Certainly would appear Dort well on their way to knocking this one out. Came out well in sets 1 and 2. Now an attack error by the Lancers and Ruth. Point defenders. Dort leads 12-5. And after that timeout, the Lancers not getting what you would like. You want to see a point. You want to see a break in service. Not the case in this one, though. Dort has outscored the Lancers 8-1. And now a serve into the net by Rassler. She goes for the short serve. And it's just a little bit too short. Catches the net and falls back. It's 12-6 defenders by 6. Lancers trying to cook up a comeback. See if they can start here, and they won't. Kromendike unblocked at the middle. That's like shooting fish in a barrel. And Allie Kromendike with her 7th kill. Mount Marty's defense at the net, unable to keep up with the Lancers. Serve to the sideline. Lancers scrambling. Down ball. Controlled by Fehlmeyer. Rassler, slide right side. Kromendike. Kromendike blocked at the net momentarily, but a kill for Kromendike. Allie Kromendike now with 8 kills. Well, it was Jesse DeAger starting with 7 kills in set number 1. Now it is Kromendike getting rolling here in sets 2 and 3. She's got 8. Carson Winterfeld also has 7 unofficially. And a block put up by Winterfeld and Kromendike. Point defenders. Dort leads 14-6. 14-6. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Resuming action. Rassler sets Bronner. Bronner with a kill. Jory Bronner makes it 16-6. Defenders running away with this one now, up by 10 in set number 3. Dort 1 sets 1 and 2, 25-15 and 25-15. They lead in set 3, 16-6. Pushed over the net, free ball. Dort attacking. Set outside, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. So 17-6, defenders. Up by 9. I beg your pardon, by 11. It's the new math. Short serve controlled by the Lancers. Pushed to the middle. And a kill out of the middle for Arndt. Arndt with her 5th kill unofficially. Dort leading 17-7. Serve is long and out of play. Lancers now with 10 service errors. They also have at least 15 attack errors. That accounts for over a third of Dort's points. Accounted for with unforced errors, if you will, by Mount Marty. Lancers push it over Brinkman to Fehlmeyer. Slide to the right. DeAger blocked at the net. Rassler picks it up. Now Jory Bronner slows it up on the attack. Comes back right side DeAger. DeAger blocked at the net. Ball hangs above the net, and she puts it down. 18-6. Beg your pardon, 19-7. Missed a point in there somewhere. 19-7 our score. Dort's going to end up with very balanced attacking before this is all done. Saved by Fehlmeyer, comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the net, point Lancers, 19-8. We have not had many attack errors by the defenders. In fact, that is their first attack error here in set number three. Up to that point, they were 12 kills on 19 swings. Now it's 12 kills, one error, and 20 swings. Defenders leading 19-8 for the match. The defenders, a 410 kill efficiency, Mount Marty, 069. Serve is short, taken by Fehlmeyer. Rassler has to race for it. Bump set outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a swing, dug by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking, and an attack by Watchhorn into the net. Attack error by Mount Marty. Point defenders. Dort leads 20-8. Ava Van Zolen is in. Erica Bausma is serving. Short serve. Lancers. And a block put up by the defenders, but unable to close it on Elizabeth Watchhorn. Van Zolen and Dieger unable to seal it. Ball drops to the floor. It's 29. Came down on Dort's side of the net. Mount Marty serving. Brett Wolber. Wolber served, taken by Fehlmeyer. Saved by Erica Bausma. Kept it in play. Pushed over the net by Fehlmeyer. Lancers dumped. Controlled by Dort. Amber Miller with that dump to the sideline. Dort was able to cover it. Now block put up by Dieger and Rassler. Mount Marty racing for it. And they're unable to get to it. Ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. Point defenders. Dort leads 21-9. Winterfeld checks into the match. Winterfeld with service. And Winterfeld short serve taken by Mount Marty. Attacking off high hands. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. Mount Marty with the point. It's Mount Marty with service. That was off of Dort. Actually got a pair of volleyballs in play. Both teams had a player on the service line. 21-10. Serve taken by Bausma. Rassler tries to push it over. It's pushed back. Dort attacking outside Timmermans. Timmermans with the swing. Lancers down the line. And a kill for the Lancers and Gabby Ruth. Ruth with seven kills. It's 20-11. Earlier this evening, it was Dort Soccer victorious over Northwestern in women's play 3-2. Men's play, currently it's Northwestern leading 1-0. They're midway through the second half over in Orange City. An attack from the outside and a kill for Gabby Ruth. So Gabby Ruth with the kill, she's got eight. Dort leads 21-12. Mount Marty has scored four in a row. And five of the last six. Bump set, Winterfeld to the back line. And Winterfeld just off of the back line and out of bounds. 21-13. Jump serve taken by Dort's Bausma. They get it over to Dieger. Dieger with a kill off the assist by Timmermans. Jesse Dieger with her 11th kill. Dort leads 22-13. 22-13. Emma Bausma serving. Bausma short serve controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers send it over and it's off the back line and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort leads 23-13. Emma Bausma has service. And Emma Bausma, down ball, serve with a top spin. Dug up and over by Winterfeld, kept it alive. Here comes Mount Marty again. This time an attack and a kill by Caitlin Dirks. Dirks with a kill. It's 23-14. Well, Dort with this one well in hand at this point. Alex Ruth serving. And Ruth with serve. controlled. Razzler goes to Timmermans, blocked at the net. Dort reloads. Timmermans with a down ball, saved by Mount Marty. Through the block, saved by Bausma. Set, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a swing and the kill. Carson Winterfeld with another kill. So Carson Winterfeld with the kill. And for Carson, Jory Bronner checks out. Erica Bausma. I beg your pardon, Bronner is in. Bausma is out. And Megan Razzler has service. Razzler, short serve, taken by Mount Marty. Dumped over by Miller. Miller with a kill. For Miller, that is her first kill. She's got 14 assists this evening. Lancers have just 25 kills total. Jesse DeAger with a dozen kills to lead Dort. Slide, right, Bronner. Bronner, cross court, kill. And the defenders win it, 25-15. Dort improves to 5-3 in the conference, 14-6 overall. Mount Marty 0-8 and 7-16. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap is up next. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Defenders victorious over Mount Marty 25-15, 25-15, and 25-15. And taking a seat beside me, a rite of passage for the freshman, Jory Bronner, this evening, our post-game comments. And Jory, a solid win for your team this evening over Mount Marty, getting a big win following that match from Saturday, a win over Grandview. And that match with Grandview, a win like that at this time of the year, did that give your team a little extra boost, a little confidence heading into this week of play?
Yeah, of course. When you win a game in five against a team that's ranked above you, that definitely gives you momentum going forward, especially when you play Mount Marty and another team like we are Saturday.
What is the biggest adjustment for you in terms of volleyball? What's the biggest adjustment for you transitioning from high school to the college game?
The biggest adjustment is definitely how the speed of the game. Everything in college is faster, and you just gotta keep going and keep playing and push yourself.
How has the transition to college gone? What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in biology, and the transition has gone really smoothly, so that's really nice to be able to have that.
And how has this season gone? I mean, you talk about the speed and those kind of things that you need to make the transition to. Has that gone smoothly for you? Has it been difficult? How has it gone for you?
I think it's gone pretty smoothly. We've been playing at high level senior year too, so it made the transition a little bit easier on me. But other than that, it's gone smoothly, and it's very really fun to play at this speed.
All right, Jory, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping
by.
Thanks
for having me.
That's Jory Bronner talking about tonight's match and her transition from high school volleyball to college volleyball this season. And Coach Chad Hansen is going to take a seat beside me as well, as the defenders victorious 3-0, 25-15, 25-15, and 25-15.
You just said that, Mike.
And the defenders getting the win. They're 5-3 this year, and they are also 13-7. Overall, and Coach Chad Hansen, after the win on Saturday over Grandview, any fear of a let-up, or how did the last couple of days go for practice, I guess, after that win over Grandview on Saturday?
I think the Saturday win over Grandview was, in a sense, eye-opening for us because we were up 2-0. And for all the confidence that we want to take away from that kind of a match, we also realized the vulnerability or the frailty of how a match can go, and to be at 14-14 in the fifth set on Saturday is, again, eye-opening and kind of territory, to where Tuesday's practice this week, our players were really eager. They were hungry to keep growing and learning, and we changed our lineup a little bit in our formation, and that also kept a little spark, a little sharpness to us in the personnel, having Karina back in the lineup. brings a dimension that we're familiar with early on, but we've been without for a number of weeks. And so there's quite a bit of Monday and Tuesday's practice, I think, was very focused, and I felt really good about it in preparation for what this match would hold for us.
You were able to get a big start from Jesse DeAger. She had 7 kills, I believe, in set number one, ends up with 12, and then it ends up being very balanced for your team. 9 kills for Carson Winterfeld, 8 each for Ellie Cromendyke and Jory Brawner. There are different players that were able to get their points and streaks, but at the end of it all, very balanced. And I think that's a credit to your setters probably finding the hot hand when you were able to have good matchups.
I think so, too. And Megan has she's established herself more in the 5-1 offense that we're running. That's given her a freedom to keep finding the different hitters and the combinations of the offensive rotations that we're in. We have Erica now more in a setting role, and that's also given her some opportunity, but also a little bit of new territory to try and get a good setter connection with her hitters. And we experimented tonight with running some combination plays off of different free ball scenarios and wanted to see if that would free us up and keep trying to create and be creative in the midst of what could be a very routine pass, set, hit kind of Dort offense. We want to keep adding new layers of discovery in how we go about executing. And really glad to see Megan take more of that on. There were a couple of oopses and collisions in the course of our routes that we ran, but overall very, very pleased with how Megan's running our offense and our passers, putting her in that great position to do just that.
Couple of news items from off of the court. Couple of players named Player of the Week this week, and we felt like you've had some candidates so far this year, but it just hasn't worked out. Sometimes it's other players in the conference having big weeks. But Hannah Connolly and Megan Rassler getting a couple of honors this week, and really just a combination of playing well, getting some numbers, and just the right timing, it seems.
I think so, too, and they have both been very, very strong for us throughout the course of the season. And as you said, maybe there are other weeks that we hope that they would get some recognition. Really pleased that we had a great week as a team, going on the road to beat Briarcliff in midweek last week, and then hosting Grandview here, a number 12-ranked Grandview, and beating them in 5. That also gives, in the combination of different teams and matches within our conference, it does matter that we beat a ranked opponent. It does matter that we went undefeated on the week. And the two of them, not only last week but through the course of the season, have been real stabilizers, and I'm very encouraged by their work. I was surprised actually to see the assist column tonight, Megan having 24, because she's been at the 10 or 11 assists per set kind of average for us. Hannah Connolly, too, I thought she had a really, really good game, and to see 8 digs does surprise me, because I thought there'd be a little bit more on that side. But definitely just very, very pleased with Megan and Hannah and the ways that they add to the collective growth and competitiveness of our team. It's just a fun process for us to watch.
And the other off-court news, the recruiting season never ends.
Yeah, that's true.
You got your first commitment, or the first one that I'm aware of at least,
and
made that announcement over the last day or so. Tori Wienia from Western committing as well, and that season never ends either.
Right, that's very true. Assistant Coach Julia and I were each at different high school matches last night. I was up in Sioux Falls, and she was in the local area. And it's really really nice to have just strong volleyball around our area. Certainly nationally, different high schools and pockets across the country with really strong volleyball too. It really blessed and encouraged, excited for Tori to be joining us. We have some more signees that'll be coming out over our media, ways in the weeks and months ahead. Already commitments that have happened. praise God for who is joining our program and the things that they see, not only about Dort Volleyball, but really Dort University, and the ways that they see this campus being an influence and an impact on their spiritual growth, on their professional lives and what they want to study, and how they see themselves developing within God's kingdom. So we're really encouraged. Tori being the most recent announcement publicly. She's having a great year with Western and their high school program, and they're ranked number one in the state right now, and Tori's a very influential part to their success. So it's been fun to watch her through her high school.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen talking about tonight's match. Dort victorious 3-0. They were led tonight by Jesse Dieger with 12 kills. Carson Winterfeld had 9. Allie Kromendike and Jory Bronner each had 8. 24 assists for Megan Rassler, 8 for Carson Winterfeld and Emma and Hannah Connolly, that is, and 5 block assists for Allie Kromendike. Dort totaled 7 points off of blocks, while the Montmartre Lancers were led tonight by Gabby Ruth with 8 kills. Elizabeth Watchworn had 7. Amber Miller put up 14 assists. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort Volleyball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.